Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. I am excited because this is the 16th episode of Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts. And this is the tip that I give you based upon an acronym and really just spotlighting business information. I've realized over the years that I am a social worker that absolutely loves business, you guys, and I am always encouraged to help someone just on the journey that I've been on. It's been quite incredible. You never know what can happen, what you can produce when you set your mind to something. So the acronym for today is Earth Day. Earth Day will be on, I think it's Friday, the 22nd, and I just wanted to share the acronym Earth Day. The E stands for enjoy, and this is a really big point because I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you have to enjoy what you're doing. If you don't enjoy it, you guys, you will not be a success at it. And I know that that may sound a little crazy or whatnot, but what I've realized is it really can hinder your progress. It really can. So just know that if you want to get something done and want to really be a success at it, you've got to like it. You've got to enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, consider making some changes. You know, one of the things that I have noticed is a lot of people are now coaches, and a lot of people really want to get into that space. And I will say this, I am so excited to share and be a coach per se or just, you know, share my information. But I realize it doesn't matter if you're a coach or not, you guys. What matters is that you're offering great advice to help someone. And if you really want to help someone, don't worry about your title. Just connect with someone and share information that you know can change their life. When you do that, not only will your life get better, their life will change as well. And I will tell you, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. And if you don't, people can feel that, and they honestly know that you're not in alignment. So make sure that you enjoy what you're doing. The A stands for attitude. And I will tell you, there's going to be some ups and some downs when you're in business. But one of the things that I know for sure, you guys, is your attitude has always got to remain that of belief and faith. I really think that's what it is. I think when you decide that, okay, it doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. What matters is that I'm in it for the long haul and that I truly want to make a difference in this community. I truly want to make a difference in the field that I'm in. I know I will make a difference. When you have that type of attitude, boy, everything changes in your life. So I just want you to know that it's so important that you have that type of attitude. Okay? So the R in Earth Day stands for results. I will be the first to tell you that I have not always looked at my results. I just thought so many things will happen just by themselves. And I have totally changed my approach. I know that business is about business. I know that, you know, although you can love what you're doing, you also have to be really careful to know that it is a business and you've got to create some things in order for it to be a business. So I just encourage you to be interested and know what your results should be and know what you're reaching for each and every day. Okay? The T stands for be teachable. I will tell you, I am the world's best as far as marketing as far as learning from others and really just putting myself in a space to learn as much as I can. I am constantly on podcasts. I am constantly just responding to various emails and just newsletters, and it's so important that we do that, you guys, because here's what I know without a shadow of a doubt. If you don't become teachable, life is going to pass you by. It really is. Life is moving at lightning speeds, and whether we're happy about it or sad about it, the reality is it's happening, whether we want it to or not. So here's what you need to do. You need to suddenly become teachable. School is never out for the pro, you guys, and it's so important that you know that. The H in Earth Day stands for heart. And here's where it gets real personal for me, because most of you guys know I'm a social worker, and I am such a big component or big advocate for doing things with your heart. And if it doesn't feel right, you might not ought to do it. You know, I am so on board with that. That's what I believe in. That's what I know works. But here's what I know. With that, many times people don't give their best because they think, oh, you know, this is what my heart told me to do. I want you to have your heart be a heart of, oh, my goodness, just a heart of all kind of things. You can make sure that you're giving your best at all times because, you know what, you can define what the best means. And that's something that really just blew my mind when it's like, okay, you know, when they're saying that this is what's required and this is what's average or whatever, don't think that they're speaking to you because, see, you're not average. You're above average. So I want you to put your entire heart into the situation. And here's what you need to do. Commit to be the best that you can be. And when you do that, everything else will fall in line. The D for day stands for determine. You've got to be determined to win. I will not tell you that, you know, you're always going to be just so happy and positive. Sometimes you're going to experience some hurt and some things are just not going to be the way that you want it to be. But here's what I know, you guys. When you're determined to win, you will go above, around, under, through. You will do whatever it takes to get this thing done. So I just want to encourage you to just be determined. The A stands for action. And if you don't hear anything else from this call, I just want you to know that you've got to get into action every day. Goodness, so I just need to know that you will agree to get into action because nothing happens until you get into action. You've got to believe that. You've got to trust that. You've got to know that this is something that, oh, my goodness, is so important that you get into action, you know, because we could talk about it all day long. We can talk. But the reality is if you're always talking and never doing, you're just a person that talks a lot. You're not a person that's going to achieve anything, you see, because achieving requires that you get into action. And here's the thing, you've got to know what the next best step is also. And I say that not grudgingly or, you know, not just being ugly, but I will tell you there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of coaches. There's a lot of mentors. There's a lot of online courses. There's a lot of physical courses. There's a lot of masterminds. There's a lot of everything out there. And, boy, it's easy to be, you know, swayed, pulled, whatever, into something that's really not serving you. So I just want you to get into action. When you get into action, you're always going to need support. Let me back up and say this. You're always going to need support. But when you get into action, some of the things that you're seeking so much and thinking you need somebody to tell you what to do, when you get into action, a lot of it you can solve yourself. So I just want you to get into action as fast as you possibly can. So because it's so important that you get into action and know that, you know, action is the key to success. And the Y for day stands for yes. I want you to get into your yes energy. It's a really funny movie, and I think it's called The Yes Man. I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is, with Robin Williams, where he is challenged to learn how to say yes more. And he made some crazy, you know, yeses. I would say that, definitely. But here's what I want you to know. Everything that you're seeking is available to you if you learn how to say yes. You know what? You may have to say yes to a number of different things, So I want you to learn how to say yes, you guys. So important that you do that. So I just encourage you to say yes just say yes whenever you can. Learn how to connect with the right people. Learn how to do whatever you need to do and just to make your business a success. You know, many times we don't know everything that we need to do, but somebody knows what you should do, and you need to be able to open your mouth and say, yes, I will ask for help. So I just want you to know that anything is possible, and you can have a wonderful Earth Day. And let me go over what those acronyms, what that acronym means. E stands for enjoy. A stands for attitude. R stands for result. T stands for teachable. H stands for heart. D stands for determined. A stands for action, and Y stands for yes. I hope you've gotten tremendous value from this. This is Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio, spotlighting Tuesday Tip with the Queen, episode number 16. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.